You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Weibo, a social media networking app inspired by the television series Love on the Spectrum, which has been designed specifically for neurodiverse individuals, is set to release in New Zealand in the coming days. I spoke with CEO and co-founder of the app, Holly Fowler, and Love on the Spectrum star and ambassador for Weibo, Michael Theo, about what sets a social media platform apart from others and the importance of designing applications in mind for people who are neurodiverse.
Weibo, a social networking app inspired by the television series Love on the Spectrum, was recently released in Aotearoa in New Zealand. Can you explain what sets the social media platform apart from other apps?
Yeah, Weibo was really created for the neurodivergent community all the way, you know, from the beginning, in that it is an inclusive and safe platform. It has tools, sensory sensitivities is sort of in mind and throughout the design of the app, and the ability to change the theme. You can also obviously connect for dates and friends, which is great. You can also inside the app access a part of the app called the toolbox, where you can find neuro-inclusive workplaces, venues, and you can also have access to our in-app psychologist, Phoebe, who gives tips on a range of topics, all the way from managing rejection to safety in real life if you have meetups and things like that. And also we do have a question wheel. So if you used to start a conversation, a wheel will pop up and it will help initiate the conversation with some icebreakers to help, you know, that first conversation move along.
So, Michael, this is just a question I have for you, just as you are the ambassador for this awesome app. What is the importance of creating such an app with neurodiversity at the forefront?
I would say that it's really important to cater to the needs of the neurodiverse community, because for so long there has not been a safe platform for such a community, because the world has catered only to the needs of neurotypicals, but the neurodiverse community have needs as well, and they must be considered and accommodated for as well. And I strongly advocate for that, because even they have goals, ambitions and desires to be friends with people and to be loved like I do.
Do you both believe that other social media platforms should be more mindful with developing apps in regards to assisting with people who are neurodiverse?
Yes, I definitely believe that. How about you, Holly?
Yeah, I think there's, you know, always going to be a place for dating apps. It's funny, we find ourselves in this conversation at the moment about dating apps versus meeting up in real life. But I think what Weibo tries to do differently is, obviously, we really want to hone in on the neurodivergent community and understand what they want, what's important. And that's why Weibo is a bit different. And I suppose we're not trying to be them, but we're really trying to, you know, pave our own path in a sense. But also, we hold, you know, events for users on the app to meet in real life as well. So I think, yeah, there'll be a place for everyone, right? And yeah, has something to strive to. But for us, it's, yeah, really, I suppose, trying to create a really catered and inclusive experience for the neurodivergent community. Yeah.
And what are some of the obstacles that neurodiverse individuals deal with when it comes to other forms of social media?
I would say that a lot of neurotypical users on social media apps still don't really know how to give the neurodiverse community a chance. I'm not sure why that's the case, but that's the way it's been for so long. But I'm trying to help break that down.
What are some safety precautions that we put in place to protect those using this app?
Obviously, safety is the number one goal with any social networking app, but particularly for us. And so we have things like, for example, we've got one-time passcodes. We have facial verification technology that basically matches your face in real time to that of your profile picture, so that we can at least make sure that that person signing up is who they say they are. Also, a tool that's coming soon and which is really exciting is the ability for a parent, a carer, or a trusted person to have a secondary login if they wish. There are some people that want to be, you know, really independent on that journey and use Weibo on by themselves, and that's perfectly fine. But there are some people that would like that extra layer of support, and so we're looking forward to being able to provide that for them as well.
How can people access this app?
Yeah, so it can be accessed through Apple App Store and Google Play. So we're only a couple of days away from New Zealand now. So we're just waiting on the app stores to accept us. But we've got, lots of people in New Zealand waiting for the app, which is so exciting. So you can find it there. And we're also across socials for updates and events. So we'll definitely have to get an event in the pipeline for New Zealand, because it would be really fun to get over there as well.
It will, because there are a lot of neurodiverse people in the world, not just Australia, but also New Zealand, the US, the UK, everywhere in the world. It's not just restricted to one country. And because by doing those events where everyone gets together in person, that's also very helpful, because it helps them meet new people the old-fashioned way, which is probably the best way. Being on Weibo is probably the best way to go if you're in the neurodiverse community. As the ambassador, I'm very proud of Weibo and proud to be part of the team.
That was CEO and co-founder of Weibo, Holly Fowler, and Love on the Spectrum star and ambassador for the app, Michael Theo, about Weibo, a social media networking app designed with neurodiverse individuals in mind.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.